you, Father. Heavenly Father, I just want to just thank you right now, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just want to thank you for your grace and mercy, Lord Jesus. I just want to just thank you, thank you, thank you, because God, you are truly good. I praise God for continuing to use me, Lord Jesus, to grow me up, Lord Jesus. And I praise God that the words that come from my mouth, Lord Jesus, will be encouragement to all that hear. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God, everybody. Ooh, I'm just so
praise
happy.
Hallelujah.
Today.
Yeah.
I tell y'all, I tell you. Yesterday morning when I woke up, I sat up in the bed, and I kind of like rolled on out the bed, you know. I keep some feedback. But I rolled out the bed, and I rolled onto my knees, and I began to just thank God. I just thank God. I praise God that I got to see 58, Lord Jesus. I said, Lord, the song came into my mind, Dear God, by Smokey Norval. I'm not going to sing. I might sing a little bit. I'm going to read. It was like, it feels so good to make it this far. Lord, I thank you for my life. It may not be all that I had hoped for, but every victory in you I've seen. For the moment that you kept me, Lord, you kept me. I just thank you, Lord God. I just thank you for my life. And some of you may not know, but, you know, I just want to give my testimony before I just talk about the word. But December 28th, 2016, will be a day that I will never forget. It was a Wednesday, I remember, because we were having prayer that evening. That I was getting ready for, I was getting ready to go to work about 12 o'clock, you know. I'm in here getting dressed, and I just felt like I was having hot flashes now, you know. At our age, you know, we women, you know, we go through changes, you know. So I thought that was it, you know. So I got up, and I walked in the living room, and I sat down on the couch, and I looked at Kiana, and I said, Kiana, something's not right. I'm not feeling well. I said, I think you need to call 911, you know, and she did. And I felt tingling going up my arm. I said, Lord, I hope I'm not having a heart attack. Ambulance came. They got me, put me in the ambulance. They, you know, asking me all the questions about, you know, my heart and all that. And I was like, no, I've never experienced anything like this. But, you know, they hooked me up to the machines. And, you know, I don't think I've ever told anybody this, but when they hooked me up to the machine, the paramedic looked at me, and he said, I don't hear your heartbeat. I don't see your heartbeat. But I was wide awake. I was looking at him. He gave me some nitroglycerin. You know, he said, put this under your tongue. And all of a sudden, the thing started beeping. And I was like, you know what? I was like, God, I see what's going on. But I praise God. You know, they took me to the hospital. They said I had a mild heart attack, you know. I was nervous a little bit. I was nervous. But, you know, I just kept saying, yay, thou walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil because I knew God was with me. I was like, God, I know you have a lot for me to do in this life. So, you know, as long as I keep my mind stayed on you, you know, it took me back to my mom, who at that same age went to cardiac arrest, but she didn't survive. So that next month, when January 30th came, and I reached my 54th birthday, I could do nothing. I was like, I don't want any gifts. God gave me the gift, that gift of life. So I praise God that on yesterday I got to see my 58th birthday. God is truly, truly good. So I just want to just thank you. I just want to thank you all for the birthday love, for the prayers that you continue to give me over this, over my life, over my family's life. You know, God is truly good. And, you know, so I just want to just share that as my testimony. I just thank God for my life. And I praise God for the Holy Spirit. I praise God for Pastor Jesse. I praise God for Evangelist Freeman. I praise God for Minister David Elder. I praise God for Brother John, all of you, because I'm telling you, y'all all just took some of the word I was going to come with today, you know, and you know, over this consecration, I tell you, I prayed for each and every one of us that if we don't do anything, we learn. I mean, if you just learn one more scripture, my God, God is doing something in your life. So, you know, I was, you know, think of all the scriptures that we went over last week, and I really didn't want to go back into any of those, but, you know, we have the foundation, so we know that they're there. But, you know, I was, but this one scripture kept coming in my head, and I was just thinking. And, you know, I was looking over the list of 100 scriptures that Minister David, you know, shared with all of us and, you know, Elder sent to us and he sent to us. And, you know, and the scripture actually was on there. And it was, it's back, you know, it's like number, it's way in the back on my last page. But I'm coming out of Philippians, actually, Philippians 4. Okay, and I know verse 6 and 7 is on our reading, but I wanted to go further down to verse 9. And I know Evangelist Freeman touched on this a little bit, but I just want to read this. It says, Philippians, and that's on page 1447, if you have the voice, you know, if not, you know, please find it in the version that you're coming from. It says, don't be anxious about things. Instead, pray. Pray about everything. He longs to hear your requests. So talk to God about your needs and be thankful for what has come. And know that the peace God, a peace that is beyond all of our human understanding, will stand. Watch over your hearts and minds in Jesus, the Anointed One. Verse 8, finally, brothers and sisters, fill your mind with beauty and truth. Meditate on whatever is honorable, on whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is good, whatever is virtuous, and praiseworthy. Verse 9, keep to the script. Whatever you learned and received and heard and saw in me, do it, and the God of peace will walk with you. Now, I know we've been talking about rest, and you know, rest is peace. Rest is one of the greatest gifts God gave to mankind. But he's not just talking about the physical rest. You know, we can rest, we can lay down, we can take naps, we can get energized and get up. But I'm talking about the spiritual rest. I'm talking about the rest that gives us peace. And that rest can't come from anything but the Word of God. So, you know, I was reading, you know, and when I was reading that scripture, you know, and it was like, don't be it kept saying, don't be anxious about things. You know, we've all been there. I've been there. I can tell you, yeah, I was anxious about some things yesterday, and that was my birthday, and I shouldn't have been anxious about anything. I was like, anxious things like worry, anxiety, stress, hurt, betrayal, lack. You know what? We all go through that. But God gives us, I mean, in his word, he gives us direction on, you know what? You don't have to focus on that. He tells us further down, you know, you want to focus on things that's pure. You want to, you know, focus on things like, you know, you want to focus on things like love, joy, happiness, forgiveness, peace, you know. And I was, you know, thinking about what did he mean about the thing about the peace that passes all understanding. You know, so I, you know, you Google stuff. So I Googled. Now I came across this, it was this thing, it was by an evangelist. His name is Bill Johnson. And he's an evangelist out of Bethel Church. And I quote, Bill Johnson said, "It is well if you want to have peace that passes understanding. You have to give up your right to understand everything." And I was like, wow, that is really deep. So when you're going through things, when you're going through the stress, when you're going through the hurt, do you try to understand it? Do you try to make, you know, when you're going through loss, you know what? I was thinking about, you know, when I lost my mom, when I lost my husband, you know what? I was trying to understand, you know, I was like, God, you know, you question God. Well, why God? Why God? You know what? But I mean, yeah, we question God, but he gives us peace. You know, he gives us peace. God gave me the peace in my heart to understand. The ultimate peace is going on with the Lord. You know, that's the ultimate peace that we're striving for. So when we lose people, like when I lost my mom, when I lost my friend, when I lost, you know, I know that ultimate peace that they are resting with God. So, you know, I just want to continue to just, you know, and then if you don't lack, if you lack understanding, ask God for understanding. He gives us, you know what, I mean, one of my favorite scriptures, I mean, is Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. It says, and it's on page 738 in the voice, but I just want to read this. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path." I mean, if I didn't share anything with you today, Lord, Lord just said, just continue to trust in him. I mean, because, you know, without him, none of us would be here. So, so my messages are, you know, usually short and sweet. But, you know, I pray to God that, you know, you all get something out of just, you know, just what I share. I mean, I think we get something out of, you know, the testimonies that each and every one of you share. And I praise God for each and every one of you, my Free Spirit Worship Church, my natural family. I praise God for my sister Donna, you know, who, you know, I was a little reluctant. You know, I was telling my sisters yesterday, I was like, well, I'm kind of giving the word tomorrow in church. They was like, what? I was like, yeah. They was like, well, send us the link. I was like, no. I was like, I'm scared. I was nervous, you know, but, you know, they always come back with a word of encouragement, you know, and I was like, you know, Lindsay, you can do this. I was like, God is growing me up. God is growing me up. I praise God, you know, for each of you because you all keep encouraging me and instilling that in me. So, you know, I just wanted to say one more thing. I just want to encourage you all to just seek the peace that God, you know, enables you to enjoy just the labor of your life. You know, it's the rest, the peace that heals and makes you whole, regardless of your circumstances. So, It's the rest of peace that calms your fears and gives you a sense of stability to face your present, your future, no matter what is going on around you. So I love you all. You know, continue to pray for each other. And I just thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.